Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Welcome to Sunday Cantata on the very last Sunday of the church year. Our survey of a year's worth of church cantatas by Johann Sebastian Bach has come to its conclusion, to the final episode of the year. And what a conclusion the great master has in store for us. We will be marking it with a special hour-long episode. Hello, my name is Tapani Simayoki. In my day job, I'm the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, but for half an hour a week, it's my great pleasure to present Sunday Cantata for your enjoyment, and I pray, your edification. If you insist on knowing what I get up to in some of the remaining 167 and a half hours of the week, visit our website at oslc.org.uk. Before we turn our attention to today's cantata, I want to spend a bit of time reflecting on the past year. As I said in last week's episode, which, if you missed it, you can listen to by visiting Lutheran Radio UK's website at lutheranradio.co.uk. The conclusion of the first broadcast of Sunday Cantata has coincided with the conclusion of a far more ambitious and significant project, the recording of every single one of Bach's surviving 200 or so church cantatas by Bach Collegium Japan and their founder Masaaki Suzuki. As I've explained in the past, this recording project is a most unusual, perhaps unique, musical enterprise. Not musically, since BCJ are not the first group to record the cantatas, and some of the other performances are equally excellent. No, but culturally, and above all, spiritually. That a choir and orchestra from Japan should perform some of the most foundational works of Western music is not quite as astounding as, say, a German group performing foundational works of Japanese music, but it's not that far off. But far more significant still is the spiritual importance of this project. It's not mere love of music that propelled Masaaki Suzuki to found BCJ and to embark on the 18-year cantata project. It was, just as much, a missionary project. Maestro Suzuki is a Christian, and that's not coincidental to his music-making. Indeed, every rehearsal for a new cantata was preceded by a Bible study in which he led the musicians, not just the singers, mind, but the orchestra too, through the theology of the work in question. Thus, 2.5 centuries after his death, Bach, who never left Germany in his lifetime, has become a missionary in Japan. Let me quote from Masaaki Suzuki himself, from a short essay he wrote for the booklet that accompanies the final, 55th volume of the Complete Cantata series. I'm still slightly embarrassed about my overexcited manner in the foreword of the first volume, but I was sincere in my passion and enthusiasm. Humbly I state that J.S. Bach and I believe in the same God. I'm directly linked to the music of Bach, through God. I have come to understand how Bach believed in God, as Bach inscribed his inner belief through his cantatas. This is not just for Bach alone. The collection of cantatas is a treasure for all human beings, a sacred book of religion and of spirituality. They have to be sung and passed on to future generations forever. With the help of his disciples, God left us the Bible. Into the hands of Bach, he delivered the cantata. This is why it is our mission to keep performing them. We must pass on God's message through these works and sing them to express the glory of God. Soli Deo Gloria. Now this is not merely the naive enthusiasm of an anorak. Rather, this is the voice of a musician who thinks like Bach did. He inscribed every score he wrote with two sets of letters, whether the music was sacred or not. At the start, he wrote JJ, and at the end, SDG. JJ stands for Jesu Juva, Jesus Help. SDG is short for Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory. If you listen to Bach's cantatas for the pure pleasure of the music, you're doing well. It is great music, and you don't need to be a Christian to appreciate it. Nor do you need to have faith to understand the countless brilliant ways in which Bach pours his understanding of the spiritual significance of the texts into the way the music is written. But unless the cantatas are taken away from the concert hall and placed in their rightful setting of Christian worship, unless they are prayed as much as listened to, the performance is not yet authentic. Not even if the musicians replicate 18th-century performance practices to the final detail. These works are music for the church, to instruct, admonish, and edify a Christian congregation, to assist the Church in bringing about repentance and faith, to graft Christians more closely to Jesus Christ. Likewise, it's my prayer that these programs help in that same task in a small way, to allow Bach's music to speak in the way that he intended, with the help of Jesus, to the glory of God. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simoyoki. As I explained in the program 2 weeks ago, we had to do a bit of anachronistic fiddling to fit today's program into the original series of Sunday Cantata broadcasts. In Bach's time, the Sundays after Trinity were always observed strictly in order, which meant that unless Easter fell exceptionally early, there were never 27 Sundays after Trinity. In the 27 years that Bach served as the director of music to the choir school and main churches of the city of Leipzig, that only happened twice, in 1731 and 1742. It is our great fortune that on the first of these two occasions, Bach set out to write a brand new cantata, even though by 1731 he wrote new cantatas only rarely. Like so much about the great man's life, we don't have clear documentary evidence about why he decided to do so. One possibility is that he wanted to complete the cycle of chorale cantatas that he wrote but never quite completed in 1724 and 1725, his second year at Leipzig. Whatever the reason, we can be grateful that he did, because the work that he produced for that occasion is possibly the very greatest of all the cantatas. Indeed, it was one of the very few that enjoyed frequent performances even after Bach's death, and was the very first to be published after his lifetime, in 1847. The work in question is BWV 140, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme. It is built around the chorale by the same title by the great Lutheran theologian and hymn writer Philip Nicolai, known in English as Wake, Awake, For Night is Flying. The hymn itself has gained the nickname The King of the Chorales. So Bach took the greatest of the chorales and used it to write the greatest of the cantatas. The chorale is a response to the gospel reading for today, the parable of the 10 virgins from the beginning of chapter 25 of Matthew's gospel. The 5 wise virgins bring their lamps and oil for them as they wait for the arrival of the bridegroom, whereas the 5 foolish virgins bring their lamps but no oil. When the bridegroom does come, the foolish virgins have no oil, and by the time they manage to buy some, it's too late and they are left outside the wedding hall. This end times warning by Jesus to remain vigilant for his coming provided ample material for both Nicolai and for Bach's unknown librettist to develop the biblical theme of Christ as the bridegroom of the church, Christians longing for his return, and the need for watchfulness while he delays. Nicolai's chorale is presented unmodified, with its 3 stanzas sung with their original words and melody. Bach's poet collaborator adds another 4 movements, 2 recitatives and 2 arias, which add further reflection on the theme of the hymn and the gospel. These additions draw especially on the Song of Solomon in the Old Testament to develop and reflect on the bridal theology that pervades this hymn. So, without further ado, let's now look at BWV 140 in detail. The cantata opens with an air of such tranquil yet joyous contentment that it immediately draws the listener in. The dotted rhythms of the French overture style drive the music forward with light-footed solemnity as a wedding procession, already full of joy, yet on its way to even greater celebration. There's no need for flashiness, just the violins in dialogue with the 3 oboes, undergirded by the rest of the orchestra. This all leads to the presentation of the first stanza of the hymn, sung, as usual, slowly by the sopranos, supported by the horn. Wake up! The voice of the watchman is calling us high up on the battlements. Wake up, O city of Jerusalem! This is the midnight hour. They call to us with a clear voice. Where are you, wise virgins? Up! The bridegroom is coming. Stand up, take your lamps. Alleluia! Prepare yourselves for the wedding. You must go to meet him. While the sopranos sing Nicolai's hymn, the other voices respond in short phrases consisting of musically independent material. The effect is to highlight the key words of the hymn, as each part takes its turn to declaim them, Wachet auf! Wake up! Mitternacht, midnight. Sie rufen uns. They call us. Wo, wo, where, where? Wohlauf! Up! Steht auf! Stand up! Mach euch bereit! Prepare yourselves. Ihr, you. The Alleluia is prepared for particularly carefully. The brief soprano line of one word and four notes is preceded by a 15-bar mini-fugue sung by the other voices, so that when it finally comes, the simple single voice is surrounded by a great hubbub of voices rushing to and fro with their Alleluias. If the cantata had consisted of this single movement, it would nevertheless suffice as a fitting climax to the great body of Bach's sacred choral works. So great is the musical mastery of blending into one indivisible whole three sets of unrelated musical material, all in the service of timeless verse of a great hymn writer. There is an immediate change of mood as the solo tenor takes up the voice of the herald, announcing the coming of the bridegroom in what is known as a recitativo secco, dry recitative, accompanied as it is only by the continuo instruments, harpsichord and cello. He comes, the bridegroom comes. You daughters of Zion, come out. His dayspring hastens from on high to your mother's house. The bridegroom comes, who like a roe and a young stag leaps on the hills and brings to you the wedding feast. Wake up, rouse yourselves to welcome the bridegroom. There, see, he comes this way. Here, the keynote is that of urgency and haste. The end of the church is a reminder of the end of all things, which is coming soon, and for which every Christian must be prepared at all times. The words are based on chapter 2 of the Song of Solomon, depicting Christ as the bridegroom of that love poem, with the Christians as the bride. There is also a brief quotation from the Song of Zechariah, known as the Benedictus, from the end of Luke 1, where the coming of Christ is referred to as the shining of the dayspring from on high. Now comes the first of two love duets. That's right, love duets. Bach's librettist emulates the Song of Solomon in describing the relationship between Christ and the Church as a love song between two lovers. As always, the voice of Christ is sung by the bass, that of the Church by the soprano. In this translation, the soprano part will be read by my wife, Sarah.
When are you coming, my salvation?
I'm coming, your portion.
I wait with burning oil.
Open the hall.
I open the hall.
To the heavenly feast.
Come, Jesus.
I am coming. Come, lovely soul. Bach responds in kind to these words, creating one of the most ravishing duets in all music. The singers are accompanied by a piccolo violin, whose flickering arabesques could be heard as a musical illustration of the flickering of the bride's lamp as she waits in the dark for the bridegroom's arrival. There's a great theological subtlety in both the words and their musical setting. While the Christian asks when Jesus is coming, a future expectation, Jesus replies with their present reality, I am coming. Bach makes this blatantly clear by superimposing Jesus's Ich komme, I'm coming, over the Christian's drawn out Ich warte, I am waiting. Even as we are still waiting, Jesus is already coming, hidden for a time under word and sacrament, but always closer to being revealed in glory. Likewise, there is wonderful wisdom in the final line of this aria, where Jesus responds to the Christian's plea, Come, Jesus, with a twist, I am coming. Come, lovely soul. Because ultimately, we are not inviting Jesus to come to us, but Jesus is inviting us to come to him. And his coming in glory to judge the living and the dead is not his return to us, but his ultimate invitation to his own to come home to his heavenly mansions. Now comes the best-known movement from this cantata, and one of the best-known movements of music Bach wrote. It is a setting of the second stanza of Philipp Nicolai's hymn, sung by the solo tenor, accompanied by the strings. The placing of this stanza demonstrates the skill of the librettist, as it appears as a natural and direct response to the duet we have just heard. Zion hears the watchmen sing, her heart leaps for joy, she awakes and gets up in haste. Her friend comes from heaven in his splendor, strong in grace, mighty in truth. Her light becomes bright, her star rises. Now come, you worthy crown, Lord Jesus, God's Son, Hosanna. We all follow to the Hall of Joy and share in the Lord's Supper. Now, if you aren't a regular listener to Bach's cantatas, you might wonder why this particular movement is so familiar. Well, it seems that Bach himself was rather pleased with it. In 1748, just 2 years before his death, Bach paid what must have been a considerable sum of money to have 6 chorale preludes for the organ professionally engraved and published. These 6 chorale preludes are known as the Schubler chorales, after the publisher Johann Schubler. What all 6 have in common is that they are Bach's own transcriptions for organ of cantata movements containing chorales. The first piece in this set, BWV 645, is none other than this 4th movement of Wachet auf. And as it happens to be one of the most popular organ works by Bach, the chances are you will have heard it played on an organ at some point. This delightful movement, full of joy and confidence, gives us a great insight into the creative mind of Johann Sebastian Bach. How did he conjure up this captivating, flowing background theme to accompany the chorale verse? How is it that the 2 musical ideas by 2 composers fit together so seamlessly, so naturally? Behind this creation lies a very simple trick. Bach takes the 2nd phrase of Nicolai's melody and extracts a little snippet of this phrase, which then becomes the starting point for a whole new melody. So simple, if you know how. As the unrivaled master of canonical writing, composing hundreds of unmatched fugues and canons, Bach had a genius for spotting melodic patterns that have the potential to be developed into whole pieces of music. Of course, that talent is necessary for every composer, but few have matched Johann Sebastian Bach. The 2nd recitative now follows. Sung by the bass, this is the recitativo accompagnato, a recitative accompanied by more than just the continuo section, in this case the full string orchestra. The effect of this accompaniment is to create a warm halo to frame the words of Jesus. So come inside to me, O my chosen bride. I have betrothed myself to you from eternity. It is you that I want to set in my heart, on my arm like a seal, and to delight your grieved eyes. Forget now, O soul, the anguish, the sorrow that you have to suffer. On my left hand you shall rest, and my right hand shall kiss you. These words again draw on the nuptial imagery of the Song of Solomon, from chapter 8, which expresses Christ's longing for his church. The stage is now set for the 2nd love duet between Jesus and the believing soul. While the first was a beautiful, melancholy expression of longing by lovers still separated, this one is a joyful celebration of the beloved. The words are a paraphrase of the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 16.
My friend is mine.
And I am yours.
Nothing shall divide our love. I want to graze on heaven's roses with you.
You will graze on heaven's roses with me.
There will be fullness of joy. There will be delight.
Like the earlier duet, this too is accompanied by an expressive solo instrument. The concertante oboe skips about like the gazelle used as a metaphor in the Song of Solomon for the bridegroom hastening to meet his beloved. The cantata, and this church here on Sunday cantata, closes with the 3rd and final stanza of Philipp Nicolai's hymn, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme. Nicolai packs these 12 lines full of biblical passages on God's glory, our inheritance in God's kingdom, and the joys awaiting in the heavenly city prepared for God's people. Glory be sung to you with the tongues of men and angels, with harps and with cymbals. The gates are made of 12 pearls. In your city we are companions of the angels on high around your throne. No eye has ever perceived, no ear has ever heard such joy. Therefore we are joyful, eo, forever in sweet rejoicing. As usual, Bach presents his closing chorale in straightforward 4-part harmony, with the instruments of the orchestra doubling the vocal parts. The foretaste of the heavenly song is provided by the 1st violins, who play an octave above the others. After the break, we will hear the complete uninterrupted cantata number 140 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Don't go away.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the spread the word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
Take a few moments throughout the day to pray and to reflect on God's Word with the daily offices. Broadcasts available 5 times a day. Matins, morning prayer, evening prayer, vespers, and compline. Go to lutheranradio.co.uk for the times in your region.
If you'd like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, visit our website, lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all our activities, which you can join to learn more about our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the seminary of the ELCE. If you'd like to support us, you can use our secured link, lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone, and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.
Welcome back to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK on the last Sunday of the church year. We will now hear the complete uninterrupted performance of Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata number 140, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme. It is performed by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Hanna Blazikova, soprano, Gerd Türk, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is taken from volume 52 of BCJ's 55-volume complete set of Bach sacred cantatas, published by the Swedish record label BIS. As all the recordings heard on Sunday Cantata, it has been made available to Lutheran Radio UK by a generous discount from the home of high-quality classical downloads, eclassical.com.
Thank you. Herr Zions kommt heraus, sein Ausgang eilet aus der Höhe in euer Mutterhaus. Der Bräutigam kommt, der einem Rehe und jungen Hirsche gleich auf jenen Hügeln springt und euch das Mahl der Hochzeit bringt. Wacht auf, ermuntert euch, den Bräutigam zu empfangen. Gott, sehet, kommt er hergegangen.
That was cantata number 140, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, by Johann Sebastian Bach, in a performance by Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki, and with soloists Hanna Blazikova, Gerd Türk, and Peter Coy. And so we have come a full circle. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in Advent, the beginning of a new church year. And in 2 weeks' time, on the second Sunday in Advent, we will hear, amongst other things, Bach's setting of Philipp Nicolai's other masterpiece, The Queen of the Chorales. Make sure to tune in. Of course, if you can't wait, you can go to Lutheran Radio UK's website, where all the episodes of Sunday Cantata are available for on-demand listening. You can even download episodes onto your computer or portable device. You really can listen whenever you want, wherever you want. The address is lutheranradio.co.uk. It remains for me to thank you for listening to this bumper episode of Sunday Cantata, for all the kind comments and constructive suggestions you have sent by email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk, and for your company throughout the past church year. Soli Deo Gloria. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.